Hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Amanda Grace here with you today, this holiday week, November 25th, 2024. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us right now. And we're going to see who's on here as people are coming in. I see Ohio, Texas, Kansas, Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, there's a lot of Ohios. England, hello to our friends across the pond in the UK. Oh, let's see, Batavia, New York. We have Reawaken America at Batavia, New York, a couple of years back. Tennessee, oh, we'll get to Toby. Don't worry, he's okay. Georgia, Indiana, Missouri. Oh, our neighbors in Connecticut are on, wonderful. And hello to everybody else jumping on. Oh, the Appalachian, oh, wow, Appalachia is even here in the Appalachian Mountains, I guess it's called. So people are there, are actually coming on from there as well. Let's see, Missouri, Myrtle Beach, Cape Cod. Welcome to everybody and to our international audience that is jumping on right now. We are so happy to have you. Interesting week, interesting things going on. Boots is coming in. He is pretty elusive, so you're getting a nice view of Boots, who just walked in the door. Cyrus, I think, is sleeping in the door. And Esther is laying in the suitcase right now. And there is your pet update report as we go on here tonight. So we're going to open up in prayer as people are jumping on. Welcome to everybody, our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So I'm going to open up in prayer, and we have a lot to get into tonight. Andrew Sorcini is going to be coming on the last 15 minutes of tonight, but we have a lot to get into and sift through before then. So let's open up in prayer, and we'll get into tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, Father, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, Lord, acknowledging, Father God, that we are sinners, Father God, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Father. Forgive us of our sins, Lord. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We all fall short of your glory, Father. And we praise you that your mercies are new every single day, Father. And Lord, we acknowledge you sent your Son Jesus Christ to the earth in the form of a man. He was the Word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And that he willingly went to the cross. And that blood sprinkled onto the mercy seat. And it purchased us. It redeemed us. It reconciled us back to you, Father God. Lord, we praise you. He rose again miraculously in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate before your throne, Father God, day and night without ceasing. He is the name above all names, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place, Father God. Lord, let your power, your glory, your might, your wisdom, Father God, just saturate the atmosphere, Father God. Let it mightily go forth, Father. Let people tangibly feel your presence, Father God, as we go forth tonight, Lord. Father, I ask you, lead and guide us in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord, and that you fill us with your wisdom, Father God. Lord, what passes through my mouth, let pass through your throne room first, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, harm, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, command it rendered powerless, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, nullified, voided, and disarmed, and bound up and cast back to the dry places, pits, and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return nor have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself, Lord. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, Father God. You are ever present, omniscient, omnipotent, holy and perfect in all of your ways, Father God. Take all the glory for yourself. We submit to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And hello to everybody that was jumping on during prayer. Let me just get my notes up here. Hold on. I'm just getting my notes up. I want to make sure I have the right notes because there is a lot. We don't know if we're going to get through all of it tonight, but I'm going to try to get through the most important parts of it tonight as people are jumping on. Yes, amen and amen. So first and foremost, I want to talk about Jack Smith and what has happened right now, because there's some prophecy having to do with this. Then I'm going to get into some other things about the church and the government. There's a very interesting parallel running right now between the church and the government I think we should get into and I think we should talk about. So Jack Smith moved to dismiss the charges against Trump in the January 6th case. I believe we have a news article about that. So if we can put that up, that would be wonderful. And then we're going to get into the prophecy about it. So it says special counsel moves to abandon election interference and classified documents case against Trump. And so Jack Smith has suddenly done a 180. And it says special counsel Jack Smith moved to abandon two criminal cases against Donald Trump on Monday, acknowledging that Trump's return to the White House will preclude attempts to federally prosecute him for retaining classified documents or trying to overturn his 2020 election defeat. Okay, so I'm going to read to you some prophecy here having to do with this, because I think it's super important that we go back to the word and we go back to prophecy. And April 28th, 2023, that's what we're going to go to first. And this is what it says. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, where are the righteous judges, says the Lord? Where are the righteous judges? Tares in robes, says the Lord, tares in robes. I, the Lord, am the righteous judge. I sit on the highest throne and I rule in righteousness. And I, the Lord, hold the scrolls of justice that go into the earth. And in this hour, says the Lord, the judges who have met with the Justice Department behind closed doors, who have met to attempt to fix trials and fix is capitalized, who have met to bring, hold on one second here, because Sadie completely moved the page here, who have attempted to fix trials, who have met to bring indulgences before the judges in order to falsely tip their scales before ever hearing the case. Those judges I, the Lord, am exposing in this hour. Their nakedness shall be exposed, says the Lord. What they have hidden under their robes shall be exposed. Their written agreements shall be exposed to skew national cases, including a justice in the Supreme Court that will step down in scandal, says the Lord, and another shall be exonerated, says the Lord. For in this hour, the righteous judges, those who truly hold the standard of the law, will be exonerated, will be lifted up, will be honored, vindicated. Justice is coming to them in the season with the scroll of redemption, and justice as well in this season is coming with the scroll that contains the wage for their sin, for partnering and being tied by a garland, a pact in order to take down who is a threat to them. That garland string and all attached to it by their finger shall be exposed. May 6, 2023, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a civil capital war, says the Lord, civil capital, a war of cases in the courts shall flood the system going into 2024. A case of the century is set to form going into 2024, says the Lord, and says the Lord of hosts, titans, huffing and puffing as bulls, says the Lord, are moving into their appointed corners. A vying for dominance is not what candidates make. However, says the Lord, a surrender to the strategy I, the Lord, have put forth shall challenge the course of races. However, says the Lord, hold on one second here because I'm trying to do this and keep Sadie away from the screen. However, says the Lord, shall bulls huffing and puffing be tame enough to accept such? This is the hour, says the Lord. They are to decide as lines are being drawn for a clash of the titans, where carnage shall be everywhere if they do not learn to be yoked to the same yoke and till the fields of America together, says the Lord. Now, that's very interesting for what I'm going to say in a few minutes. So I just want you to keep that in mind, the clash of the titans, because that is something that I'm going to deal with in just a few minutes here. So just keep that phrase in mind. September 27th, 2023. Thus says the Lord, watch the Supreme Court in this hour and the judges of the appellate courts. A shrewd maneuver and an emergency injunction, says the Lord, for the righteous shall have to take the wheel and turn the courts and these cases in the direction I, the Lord, say they should go. That was September 27, 2023. Now, April 20th, 2024. Now, this is interesting because Purim had passed by this point. So the Lord is talking about this coming Purim in 2025, I believe. We'll see about that. But around the time of Purim, this is all capitals, there shall be a collapse of a very large church entity. It shall come, for they allowed the serpents in to bite the people, to bite and poison the sheep, and the sheep will flood to find a safer pasture. And their shepherd has become one with the predators. This shall and will be revealed. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all capital your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh, my son Yeshua, and dwelt among you. Call on his name in this hour. Lift up into the atmosphere and watch the changes for my glory that come forth. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the King of glory. I am, there is no other. And he capitalizes that. July 11th, 2024. Thus says the Lord, the church is being measured on my capital righteous scales and weighed in this time. Many who call themselves shepherds are attempting to publicly justify what they have done in the dark, how they have turned unnatural feelings and lusts have developed because of such perversion they let claim their podiums and their seats. Perversion and permissiveness have taken the seats of shepherd and judge within the church, says the Lord. I, the Lord, have given time, I have given mercy. And capitals, and you know better, says the Lord. Your fathers gave you a righteous and secure foundation, and you and your pompous thinking and philosophical exploits have desecrated that foundation. You have desecrated the altar of the Lord with strange spirits and strange sacrifice and unnatural sounds that are a stench in my nostrils, says the Lord. This, says the Lord, shall be exposed and cleaned out, for many churches have become a sanctuary for demons and devils and a place to hatch their agendas and have the church promote them. Enough, says the Lord, enough, capital. Rectification in this time, says the Lord. Correction in this time. It is time, says the Lord, to move on from the dysfunction. It cannot swirl around you any longer and create disorderly effects in your lives. This, says the Lord, must be cleansed as well. Now, I read this one for where we're going. So you see what the Lord said about the judges and the Supreme Court. I would watch the Supreme Court in this hour. I really would, because something is up. Something is up. And I would watch the first half a year Trump is in office with the Supreme Court, because someone is going to have to step down in scandal. One of them is going to step down in scandal. So I would just watch that right now as we go forth. Now, what I wanted to say too, I'm going to read these scripture verses, and then I'm going to tell you, I'm watching this parallel happen in the church and in the government. A very interesting parallel. So I'm going to read these scriptures verse so you understand where my heart is, and then I'm going to talk about these things. So Ephesians 4:15, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ. Ephesians 4:25, therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of you with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Revelation 22:6, and he said to me, these words are faithful and true, and the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show to his bond servants the things which must take place soon. So There is an interesting parallel happening right now in the church and the government. There is this very strange parallel of accusations of sexual assault. Here, come here. You're wonderful, but you have to get down now. You okay? Okay, honey. You okay? Okay. So, I have been watching this for a while, and it has hit a crescendo recently. But there's a parallel in the church and the government of these accusations right now of sexual assault. And you see heads of Christian networks right now being accused. You've seen heads of churches being accused. You've seen Matt Gaetz, Pete Hegseth, and others being accused. There is a parallel running right now that what is happening within the government and these appointments is happening to the church, is happening to the shepherds of the church, is happening to the heads of Christian networks. And it is definitely a parallel. There is no denying this, that this is going on. Now, why is it going on? Why is this parallel running the way that it is? Because I believe there is a sifting that is taking place. With a changing of the guard, there comes a sifting. And it's not just happening in the church in America or in the government in America. It is happening in other nations of the earth as well. This sifting of leadership is coming. And it's been triggered by what has happened in the United States of America. These tremors have been triggered in the realm of the spirit that are going forth into other nations. And you're going to see this same sifting happening. But we're watching in this time, as a changing of the guard happens, these siftings happen right now. And these parallels being run between the church and the government. And that is by no accident, because judgment begins in the house of God. And if we expect God to judge our enemies, if we expect God to save America, if we expect God to deal with the corrupt, judgment begins in the house of God. So you're going to see that parallel run in the church at the same time it's running in the government. And we should all humble ourselves right now under this sifting, because it is a very serious one. And it is something that is meant to clean out the church. It is meant to expose and sweep out and deal with what individuals don't want to deal with, or what they have turned a blind eye to. And it is meant in people's lives that are being brought for appointments to have to face and deal with what may have gone on in their past that they have never dealt with. So we are watching this go on. Now, in watching this go on, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to try to say this in love and with clarity, so you hear my heart and you know where I'm coming from, right? Because I have been praying about this as well. Do I believe Donald Trump loves this country and wants the best for this country? Absolutely. Yes, I do. Do I believe there are those on the Trump transition team that have their own agenda that would percolate into an issue down the road? Yes, I do. We don't need people going in. We don't need appointments and people being appointed who are want to go in and shoot the place up right now. We need people going in with authority, wisdom, facts, and decisiveness to clean out a stench that has permeated through Washington, D.C. for decades. And we need people going in with the authority from God, wisdom from God, facts and decisiveness, and cleaning this out. Now, I will say this. This is not the greatest show on earth. This is the United States of America. I believe there is, and I am sensing and discerning, that there is not agreement on the Trump transition team, or cohesiveness, shall I say. My question is the Lord at all being welcomed in with his wisdom for these appointments? Is the Lord's wisdom being welcomed in to the transition team to help make these appointments? Because you have access to the one who is ever present, omniscient, omnipotent, has infinite wisdom, and sees the end from the beginning. Why would you not want to welcome that in? Why would you want to brush that to the side for intellectualism? And I'm not saying that being an intellectual is a bad thing, but I'm saying intellectuals have a very hard time wrapping their head around God because they try to over-intellectualize God. And you cannot over-intellectualize God because he is far above that. And in 2020, there was a lot of chaos and shakeup in the administration, even in 2016, when it began, because those who looked good on paper were in their souls broken and easily utilized by the enemy. And then he takes those people, he allures them, he puts their players in their position, and then the enemy causes chaos. So what looks good on paper, you have to understand what's inside them, what is in their soul, what their character is, what their values are, what their faith is, how they carry themselves, how they act in a crisis, how they problem solve, because what may look good on paper may not translate well to what God desires for this incoming administration to do. And I will tell you that I believe, and I've been praying about this, the Lord is going to sift the appointments. He is going to sift the appointments, and I understand they have to get in and we have to give them time. And the reason I'm saying this as well is because there's a lot of people that are very upset right now about some of these appointments. And the Lord is going to sift these appointments. The Lord is going to test these appointments because the Lord gave the election. He gave the election. And I believe what's going to happen is, as we see this unfold, that the Lord is going to sift quite a bit of these appointments to expose who looked good on paper but really shouldn't be there. And I believe we're going to see that go forth. Now, I will say this. I am asking you to pray for the Trump transition team. I am asking you to pray for President Trump. I am asking you to pray for them, because stacking the cabinet and government with intellectuals means their decisions will come from the flesh and worldly knowledge, which only goes so far, especially if at the root of a national crisis is a spiritual problem. The intellectualism and the worldly knowledge only goes so far. And I will be honest with you that intellectualism and worldly knowledge has gaslighted much in this country over the decades and in the nations of the earth. And you cannot find an intellectual solution to a spiritual problem. You cannot find an intellectual solution to a moral problem. You cannot find an intellectual solution to a biblical problem. You find those answers in the wisdom that God gives. Now, can intellectuals be excellent at their jobs? Yes, they absolutely can. But when there's a spiritual component to what you're dealing with, intellectualism cannot defeat a spiritual problem. In fact, intellectualism in many ways will gaslight a spiritual problem and turn it into a spiritual dumpster fire. And I'm not saying perfect people have to be in the cabinet. I'm not saying that. Ideal people have to be in there. I'm saying the right people have to be in there that God needs for this time. And if all that's being looked at them is on paper, they may not be the right people for this time. That's what I'm saying. We need the Lord to put the right people for this time in those positions. And I will say this too, that, you know, there is a, I don't want to say a disagreement, but there are people concerned about Elon Musk. Now, I was talking about this with a pastor friend of mine about how Elon Musk found a father figure in a way in Donald Trump. Elon had a horrific childhood in a way. And his father, by his own admission, by Elon's own admission, I believe was very abusive to Elon. And so Elon in Donald Trump has almost found a father figure in him. And you have MSNBC and CNN in The View stalking what Elon Musk says and what Joe Rogan says and what others say. And they have almost become obsessed with this and infatuated to the point of it being unhealthy. And this is all because, too, Elon is floating the idea of buying MSNBC, and there's talk and chatter about this, and Joe Rogan has kind of joined in jest on this, and it is driving the left absolutely nuts, what they are posting and what they are talking about. And so if the Lord has put Elon there, and Elon is needed right now, and they're trying to take Elon down, then you have to pray for Elon Musk right now. You have to pray for him, because intellectuals have a very hard time with the concept of God and have a very hard time wrapping their head around it. And Elon needs Almighty God to be his father. That's who he needs to be his father. And so they are trying to take Elon down because he is in such a position of influence. Now, that why you have to pray for him is because the enemy could try to hijack that influence. And then you're going to have a mess on your hands. So pray right now for that. I will also say that when you get a bunch of titans together in an administration, and you get Trump and you've got Elon, and you've got Vivek, and you've got others, more than likely, you're going to see a clash of the titans. And maybe a brief falling out. May not be long, but it really may happen, because they are all used to being the boss. And when you get all of those bulls in a room, right? And bulls used to being the boss now have to submit to somebody else. That can become very dicey and very tricky. So I would pray for that situation too, because I saw what happened in 2016 to a degree with who was appointed and what happened. And I'm saying pray about this, because it is lining up to somehow be a clash of the titans. Do I believe that clash is already happening potentially in transition team meetings? Yes, I do. I absolutely do. I will tell you this also, that Mitch McConnell is probably, because I remember when the Lord gave me the word, Mitch, stop shaking hands and making agreements with the rich. That word was years ago, right? He's about probably to get a very sobering blow by the Lord, Mitch McConnell. Because if the Lord gave the election and the Lord wants certain things accomplished, and Mitch McConnell and others, it's not just him, want to stand in opposition to that, you are going to see a sifting of Congress. You will see a very intense sifting of Congress. Trump was given a mandate. The people overwhelmingly spoke about what they want done. The people have shouted and overwhelmingly spoke what they want done. There is a mandate that has been given. And you cannot let Congress dictate or threaten the president on what he's going to do. I understand to a degree there is checks and balances, and that is the way our government is set up, and we have three branches, but you cannot let Congress get into a position where they're going to become the dictators of what you're going to do because they hate that they cannot control who is coming into the administration. So this for sure is a Jehu moment for Donald Trump if he will seize it. It's a Jehu moment if he will seize it to clean house, to clean out the house of Ahab, to clean out the house of Jezebel, to gut it and to clean it out. However, he must be careful that he does not bring those in who will actively set up a shadow government, a shadow Congress that will actively position themselves as being for this work, but really they have positioned themselves for when the corrupt do what they are going to attempt to do. It's like a light switch goes off and suddenly you are surrounded by opposition of those you have picked. Now, they have to tread cautiously now because of this. Now, I understand Donald Trump learned a lot when he was, when he went through what he went through in 2016. And I understand he learned a lot from that. But character over paper right now is what is going to make an incredible administration. Character over what looks good on paper and the level of wisdom, not intellectualism. There is a huge difference between wisdom that God pours into somebody and intellectualism that only goes so far in the world. And you don't want people that will suddenly be used by the enemy, and suddenly in a moment you are surrounded by those who looked great on paper and have lots of worldly achievements, but are easily bought, easily bribed, easily utilized by the corrupt, easily puppeted, and easily utilized in a mockingbird type of operation. And reason why this has to be considered, and we have to pray for them right now, and they have to tread so cautiously, because the wicked are attempting to start World War III. And you need the right people in the right positions to deal with this percolating pressure cooker that is happening right now in the earth. This is why I'm saying these things, because it is so important that we understand what is at stake here. And that we understand to pray, we need the right people in the right positions to diffuse right now what is happening in the earth and what Satan himself and the wicked and the corrupt are trying to do. You see, just because Trump won doesn't mean Satan packed up, took his army of demons, took his corrupt men and women that he is puppeting and that are no more a means to his end, and went, okay, I'm done. I'm leaving. No more. I'm not going to try anything anymore. I'm not going to know. The word of God says the enemy roams about like a lion seeking whom he may devour. Lions frequently will circle and watch until they can take prey. So just because Donald Trump won doesn't mean Satan has packed up shop. And it doesn't mean the corrupt has packed up shop. And it doesn't mean we're home free. No, in fact, we have to be even more sober-minded, even more vigilant, even more prayerful, activating that weapon of faith that we have been given and speaking forth before the throne of God our prayers and petitions right now. And that's the truth. And I'm just saying that because we are at war. We are in a constant spiritual war right now. And we are closer to the end of the Bible than we are to the beginning of the Bible right now. Right now, where we are at in history, we are closer to the end of the Bible than we are to the beginning. And so Satan is looking for a door through someone that is appointed to bring lawlessness into the administration. He is actively looking for this door right now. And this is why I'm saying we have to pray, and we have to pray for the Trump transition team, and we have to pray for President Trump right now, because Satan is crafty. He can run circles around intellectualism, and it takes somebody that has the wisdom of God to be able to spot the attack that he is setting up, the deception he's setting up, the lie he's setting up, the allurement he's setting up. It takes somebody with the wisdom of God to spot it, because he has very much advanced in making really good counterfeits. And so I understand we have to let them come in, and we have to see what the administration does. And I understand all that. But what I'm saying is, from what people are seeing right now with some of these appointments, we really need to pray. Because the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And you don't want to appoint similar-minded people to similar positions that were there when all hell broke loose in 2020. And they were able to take advantage of a very vulnerable situation and were able to terrorize the people of the United States of America. And so you want to pray that the right people get in there, not the people that are the intellectuals, not the people that are the best on paper, not the people that have won the awards, but the right people that God wants in there. And what God deems right for the position may be very different than what man deems right for the position, because God goes into the deepest innards of our heart and our soul and searches us. If you remember when Samuel stood before David and his brothers, and this is a perfect example, and thank you, Lord, for this that I'm giving you right now, for what needs to happen with what as the appointments continue. Samuel is one of the greatest prophets that ever lived. And he stood before all of David's brothers. David wasn't even there. And based on their looks, he thought each one of them was anointed to be king. Surely this one is. And the Lord would say, nope, it's not that one. Oh, surely it has to be him. He's tall. He's handsome. He's charismatic. And the Lord would say to Samuel, no, it's not him. And Samuel went through everyone, and the Lord said no. And he said to Jesse, do you have any other sons? I have one, he says, and he's in the field tending the sheep. Bring him. And here comes David, young, brazen, doesn't look like his brothers. Isn't tall and statuesque, really, like them. But the Lord had searched David's heart. And that's how the Lord chose that David was qualified and ratified to be king. Because the way God interviews for a position is much different than the way man interviews for a position. And we have to remember that in this, is that man has a way and God has a way, and God's way is always better, and it will always get you better results, and it will always get you the right people at the right time for the right season for the right task. Was David a very flawed man? Yes, he was. But the Lord called him a man after his own heart, because he was the right man that had been chosen for that position. Saul was chosen by the people. David was chosen by God. You see, Saul was a result of the people's rebellion, and Saul didn't work out because of that. He was tall. He was a head above everybody else. He was statuesque. He had all of these good qualities on paper to be king. But inside, Saul had a flaw that would cause him to turn on Almighty God, his will, to go after who God had anointed next, and would cause him to be so hungry for that power that he completely rebelled. And Samuel looked at him and said, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And that's exactly where Saul ended up, was with the witch of Endor before he fell, because Saul had all the right qualifications on paper, but he was disastrous to the kingdom. You see, so the way God chooses is very different than the way Trump than the way a man or Donald Trump perhaps or anybody else would choose. And we have to pray that they have the perspective of how God chooses the right person for the right position, not how man, not how flesh, not how pride, not how ego chooses for such a position, but how God biblically was so successful in how he chose those to raise up to do great and mighty exploits. Just look at Moses and Joseph. They were very flawed, but even though they were flawed, they had all the right, internally God had searched them, and they were the right person in the right time, in the right season, for the right kind of deliverance and the right kind of solutions to the problems that would befall those nations. So that's why I'm saying this, because we need to look at it that way and understand that there's going to be a lot of exposure in this, because the Lord is going to sift these appointments, because God gave the election. And the way God chooses is much different than the way man chooses. And if man chooses based on how someone looks, like Samuel initially did, God is going to say no. And somehow they're going to be sifted out. So this is that Samuel and David's brother's moment for the appointments and the incoming Trump administration. That's what this is right now. That is the picture. So please pray and intercede right now. Pray and intercede. It is so, so important right now to do that, because you need the right people to diffuse what's going on right now. You don't need someone going in and shooting up the place and getting the good, the bad, and the ugly and just wiping it all out. You need the people that have the discernment to understand what needs to be aggressively gone after and what needs to be gone after in maybe a more strategic, wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove sort of way. So I want you to hear my heart in me saying this, because I've really been praying about this and I've been watching this. And I felt compelled in my spirit to say this. And I can actually feel the presence of the Lord in saying this. So I'm encouraging you tonight. Activate that weapon of faith, that weapon of worship before God's throne, asking God for his will to be done with these appointments, not man's will, because there are some of those on the Trump transition team that have an agenda. And it's not God's agenda. And if God gave the election, God should be welcomed in for those appointments. He should be welcomed in with such praise for what he's done so far, because the Lord knows so much better. He knows so much. It doesn't matter how brilliant we think someone is on earth. It is minuscule in the sight of the brilliance of Almighty God. The people on this earth who we think are geniuses, they are dwarfed in the presence of the infinite wisdom and omniscience of Almighty God. And we have to understand that, because we want to idolize these people and we want to put them on pedestals and we want to become enamored with them. And we can't do that, because God is so much greater than that. And I am telling you, Elon Musk is going to have a visitation from the Lord that is going to rock his entire world. And he is not going to be able to over-intellectualize anything. He's not going to be able to explain it away. He's not going to be able to make an excuse for it. He is going to have a visitation that is going to show him who Almighty God is. And that will be his road to Damascus. That will be his day of decision. But that is coming. And it is coming soon. Praise the Lord. But he is going to have some visitation. And I'm going to tell you something else too. President Trump, he's going to have an actual visitation from the Lord. He is going to have a visitation as well that he can't explain away, that he can't make light of, that he can't make an excuse for. But he is going to have an actual encounter. He thinks he had an encounter with God when God knocked him to the ground to save his life in Butler, Pennsylvania. Wait till he experiences the visitation that God is going to bring him during his time in office. And I believe that visitation will come within the first 2 years of him being in office, but it will happen. And it will be obvious when it does happen. It will be obvious. So praise the Lord Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so we have Andrew here. Andrew has been listening to this, so I'm curious. I want to get his take on this as well. So let's bring in Andrew Sorcini.
Andrew. Wow. Every time I come on, I always wish that I come on a little bit sooner because I'm loving what I'm hearing.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Andrew. Because, you know, when I feel it from the Lord, and sometimes I have to pray about how I'm going to say it. You know, I have people around me that encourage me to use wisdom when I have to say these things. You know, you don't want to be a bull in a china shop when you have to say things like this sometimes. Sometimes it takes a little more finesse.
Absolutely. It does. Just some of the things that you said, like the first thing that really caught my mind, and I should have been taking notes, is about Trump being in, that doesn't mean that the devil isn't out there working hard. They're probably, the evil out there is working 10 times as hard as they were before.
Yes.
And it's like, this is just a small victory in a long war. And really, it's, I hate to sound pessimistic, but Donald Trump doesn't have enough time to do what he needs to do. I know that, he's channeling a divine energy to be able to do what he's doing, but I just don't know if he has enough time. So I'm worried that we'll find ourselves in the same position 4 years from now. So I think we need to be cautious in all areas of our lives right now.
Mm-hmm. We need to be cautious. We need to pray.
Yes.
We need to use wisdom right now because it is an immense task ahead. You know, the task that he's been put in is not for the faint of heart right now. And so with God, all things are possible. So absolutely, he, you know, seeks the Lord. He allows the Lord to fully yoke him. I believe he will get way more done than he ever thought he would.
Yeah. It's he really is a pretty special person. It's unbelievable. Like I saw the news today that Jack Smith has now really dropped everything now.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like Donald Trump bet everything on himself, everything, because if he had lost the election, he could be looking at prison time. And this is like,
they would have put him in prison.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. So yeah, he believes so much in what he has to offer. That like to me, everything he's gone through is just like a big giant headache. Like I feel like he doesn't need it. He should be retired, you know, fishing somewhere. But he wants to do something here to help get this country back on track.
Yes.
And I think it's a really special moment for us. But mm-hmm. This isn't a victory that's we had a victory lap for like 3-4 weeks now. But that's it. It's time to get to work. And
now the work begins. The runes of, it's like a Nehemiah moment in the United States, because the runes kind of lay before us in the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah had to go and rebuild the wall and the gate and the runes of Israel that had been ravaged by their enemies. And so this is sort of a Nehemiah moment for America right now, and having to rebuild the runes. And I believe it was King Cyrus who sent him. I believe it was King Cyrus initially, if I'm not wrong, who approved Nehemiah to go do this work and commissioned him to do this work. So this is now time to roll up our sleeves and do the work.
Absolutely. It's that's what we're trying to do over here. We're trying to spread the word of how people can protect their wealth. Mm-hmm. It's you're helping people protect their families and their lives spiritually. And I love that. It's like we're trying to help people protect their wealth, and other people that me and you know and work alongside with are helping people to protect their health. And I think that all three work good hand in hand. And it's I like what you said also about this is a time when people come into your lives for a reason. It's I truly believe that. When I met you, it was 3.5 years ago, and mm-hmm. I met you through Clay Clark. And I met Clay Clark in just
the wildest. Oh, Clay's special.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's just being willing to just take a couple extra minutes and just listen to what somebody has to say and not wanting anything in return for it. Just being free with your time. And it's this has been a blessing to work with all of you for this amount of time and to just see everything that we've been through. I mean, it wasn't a few years ago, we were going through all this COVID stuff, and it just seems like it's just been one thing after another. And we do see the light at the end of the tunnel right now, but it's a lot of work between now and then.
So what are you seeing, Andrew, since the election?
Okay. It's actually not good. Okay. There are a lot of people
Andrew's
out there.
Andrew's being honest, guys. So this is good because Andrew's being honest with you.
It's true. I would have to say that since Trump won, okay, there have been many people that have stopped investing in gold and silver, but every single one of those people that have stopped have been replaced by people that never invested in gold and silver. But it's the ones I've received texts from people where it's been like, Andrew, I know it's a little early, but we've won. Rejoice God, we've won. And I need to sell some of my gold. And then the next text I'll get will be, my uncle bought gold from you 3 years ago, and he's been trying to get me to buy gold, and I'm ready to do that right now. And it's just like, I feel like we should be firing on all cylinders. This is a time when we do need to protect our finances. You know, Warren Buffett, and I know that you've heard this, Warren Buffett has a saying that when people are greedy, that's when you should be fearful. And when people are fearful, that's when you should be greedy. Well, right now, with what you see happening in the financial markets, especially with cryptocurrency, I think it's a big greed fest out there. And it's a time to really still be cautious in what you do and not foolish.
Yes. And we have the Cyrus coin with Andrew. And it's on the screen. It's also, I have it here. And it says Cyrus, faithful shepherd, which is a play on Isaiah 53. And Cyrus, our German shepherd here at the sanctuary, who came with that name, is on the front of the coin. And this was prophetically designed, this coin, given where we were going in the nation. And in the back, it says, in God we trust, 2024 saving grace, because God was our saving grace in 2024. It was him, in him we trusted for the election. And it's the dove with the olive branch returning to the ark, which meant the floodwaters had begun to recede. And God was giving a reprieve. And so basically, the Andrew is designing the coins to say 2025 on them. So basically, the new coins are coming in that'll say 2025, because this will prophetically resound over this next 4 years, especially.
It will. And a lot of the times when we switch dates on the coins, people will reach out and say, hey, I never got any of the 2024s. So don't worry, we will run out of them. And theoretically, there wouldn't be any more made, but there are people in the retirement accounts that need to sell some to satisfy a yearly distribution that they have to take. And that's how we end up getting some of what we call the back dates. So for people out there that want to purchase some of the 2024s, they will be available from time to time. So it's just ask when you reach out to us, either me personally or one of my associates. But so many people that want Ark of Grace have continued to reach out and ask us how it is that the 401ks and the IRAs work and how they could roll those over into a precious metals IRA. And I feel like as we wind down this year, it's a good time to talk about that, because it's not a taxable event. So you don't have to worry about creating a mess for yourself.
You know, it's interesting, Andrew's on today when Jack Smith dismissed the January 6th case against Trump. And this has to do with saving grace, 2024 saving grace, and God we trust, because that's where deliverance comes from. And it's interesting you're on today, Andrew, with what happened with Jack Smith totally dismissing the January 6th case against Trump.
Yep. It was a complete witch hunt. And you know, when the government decides that they're going to do something like that, they're going to do it. They're going to see it to the end. And he just, I'm so proud of what Donald Trump was able to pull off, and how he was able to come back and win the election. It's I can't wait to see what he's able to accomplish over the next 4 years. And I'm thinking beyond that right now, though, and hoping that there's something that can continue it beyond then. But we do stand a chance here, but we always knew that God wins and everything was going to end up perfectly fine. We just knew that it would be rocky before then, and we're probably headed there still.
Well, that's just it. You know, you have to expect that this, it's going to be some shaking and it's going to be a bit bumpy, and, you know, there's going to be, you know, events that happen within the United States of America and the earth that are unnerving, like what's happening with Russia and Ukraine right now. And you've got France and England sending troops into the mix, and you've got other nations jumping into the mix now. And it's unsettling people. But our, you know, our hope is in the Lord, and in our, and I believe the Lord is going to do something very unexpected in the middle of that to deal with and diffuse that situation. I truly believe the Lord's going to do something in a way that's not expected. It's in a different way. And so just, you know, just pray about that also, because, you know, watching that happen, we should have expected it right after the election, that they were going to try to cause a pressure cooker to blow in certain parts of the world.
Yep. It so we're still getting a lot of calls. A lot of people are reaching out to us. People are wondering how to get started with gold and silver. And I just wanted to say that after the last time I came on to the show, I received so many phone calls on the cell phone that I couldn't even answer them. They went to voicemail, and the voicemail got full several times. So I wanted to take a minute to ask people to call the toll-free number. And
and that call the 1-866 number, everyone. Yeah. So call that number, 1-866-346-5325.
Yeah, and the 310-433 number, that one is good if you want to send a text. So people have been very good at sending the texts about, like, hey, I've bought gold and silver from you before, and I'm interested in getting more. Please give me a call. Or I want to learn how to do a 401k and have it be a non-taxable event and have it hold real gold and silver. So what I do is I copy and paste those to different team members and ask my team members to call you as soon as possible. But I'm real specific on who I give them to. So we have one group of people here that really handles the retirement accounts. Others are better at handling new investors and so forth. So the more detailed you could be, the better.
Okay, wonderful. Well, the information is on the screen here. You can call the 1-866 number. You can go to bh-pm.com. They are on arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners as well. You know, coming right after Thanksgiving is this week, you know, when people enter, you know, the holiday season where they like to buy gifts, you know, silver is not a bad idea to get, you know, some of your, you know, your kids or your loved ones. It's not a terrible idea to give that as a gift instead.
Absolutely. We've had a lot of people reach out, and we can get those shipped quickly so that you can definitely receive them before the holidays.
Well, Andrew, thank you so much for joining us, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you. And same to you. It's going to be a good one.
Thank you, Andrew. Andrew will be back on in a couple of weeks. Okay. Praise the Lord. That was our time with Andrew Sorcini. Him and his wife are lovely. They actually sent me a lovely gift for Christmas. So they sent it early, which was very, very nice of them. And I very much appreciate that from them as well. Okay. Also, some of you have been asking about Toby. Toby is, when I tell you the dog didn't know he had surgery, I'm not even kidding you. The dog came home acting like he never had surgery and was running around and was barking. We were trying to keep him from running because his underbelly was getting bruised a little bit because he wanted to be active. So Toby is pretty much healed up. He's doing amazing. He's back to his barking. I want to butt in your conversation, and I'm going to just make myself heard amongst all the animals. He's back to that. So thank you all for your prayers for that as well. Also, we have a post here we're going to put up about Buddy. Buddy is in the Connecticut area. If Buddy is about 10 years old, if you can give Buddy a home, he is very good with other dogs and cats. The phone number is there. The owner's name is Rachel. If you could please contact her, if you could give Buddy a home, we would very much appreciate it. We're trying to help find a home for this precious dog. It would be wonderful to give him an amazing home for the holidays where he could live out the rest of his life. So he is in Connecticut, just so you know. So that's where he is located right now. And then also, Givaderm and Century H2O, they're both having, they're starting their sales. So we'll just put that up on the screen for you as well. So Givaderm and Century H2O both are starting their discounts and things of that nature. You can use promo code R10 for Givaderm, promo code Grace for Century H2O. They have amazing under the sink water filtration systems. It's so important for you and your pets to have clean water, especially with what they're doing to the resources right now in this nation. It's so important that you have clean water right now, because if we don't think, they're not going to try to attack the food and the water supplies, and out of desperation, maybe move into that area. We're kidding ourselves. See, we have to understand something. We're dealing with sociopaths. We're dealing with people that are under demonic influence. We're dealing with people that don't care if they wreck a nation. We're dealing with people that are so greedy for power, they don't care what life they have to take. Life is disposable to them. So people sometimes get upset and they go, oh, well, you're not saying anything good. Well, that's exactly what Ahab said, actually. So when the 400 prophets of Baal are saying to Ahab, go into battle and the Lord will give you the victory, when they ain't even serving the Lord, Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat famously said, who was aligned with Ahab through marriage, is there not a prophet of the Lord around here we can inquire of? And Ahab goes, well, there's one, but he never says anything good about me. And that's Ahab's response to Micaiah. He never says anything good about me. No, because he's speaking the truth. You see, we celebrate and praise to God that he's given us a window of grace here, and he's given us a reprieve, and he's done something amazing, right, with this election. Incredible. But that doesn't mean the battle is over. And that doesn't mean we shy away from speaking truth. And that doesn't mean now we step away and we put ourselves into a bubble where everybody's perfect. You know, Donald Trump is perfect. Elon Musk is perfect. Everybody's perfect, because none of us are perfect. We all fall short of the glory of God. We have to walk in truth and in love. And we have to speak the truth in love. And we have to speak the truth of God. And we have to walk in the truth of God. And this is a battle for this nation. And we have won an incredible victory. But there are battles ahead that are going to take the wisdom of God to be able to dismantle, destroy, and disable in this nation. And this is why it's so important as believers right now. We bear the standard. We put on the armor. We stand up. We speak the word of God. We press in this time. And we watch the Lord give us these incredible victories. For the battle is the Lord's. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. But we are called to go into that battle as soldiers in the army of the living God and speak truth and use the word and use the sword of the spirit and pray and intercede, so it dismantles the work of darkness and iniquity. Because if we don't think the enemy is not already scrambling to cause a crisis in this nation, we are kidding ourselves. Because he is. Because he's the devourer. Because he wants the covenant. Because he doesn't want who God has anointed to be leader. And he wants to put Hamans around Trump. Listen to what's coming out of my mouth right now, because this is coming out from the Holy Spirit right now. He wants to put Hamans around President Trump. And there's going to have to be a Purim purge of that. Because the enemy wanted Haman around King Xerxes or Ahasuerus. Because there was an Esther positioned, because there was a Mordecai positioned, and the enemy tried to leapfrog over that and put Haman around that king to influence him in a direction God did not want him to go. The enemy is looking to place Hamans right now who look really good on paper, but all they are filled with is darkness and gall and vile, and are looking to destroy the kingship and take the leadership for themselves. So pray and intercede, because that there has to be a Purim purge of that if the enemy right now is positioning those Hamans. So pray about that. Pray on that. Praise the Lord. Okay, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. We're going to be back on tomorrow night. So mark your calendars. I'm going live again tomorrow night. I have felt a word stirring. So we'll see if the Lord in his mercy gives it before tomorrow night. So we will be going live again tomorrow night, Tuesday night. So thank you everyone for joining us. God bless you. Keep the faith. armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, there's other Psalms there. We encourage you to read it and speak it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know what that means? You got to read the word of God out loud. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We have to get in the habit of reading the word of God out loud. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. I say those scriptures pretty much every single day. They're in the Believer's Authority as well by Kenneth Hagin. And the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray this way. There is a reason he taught his disciples to pray this way. There is an order to this prayer that is so important. We encourage you to adopt it into your prayer life. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we will see you live tomorrow night. God bless. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today, and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals, and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org /ministry-partners, and you can use promo code R10 for a 10% discount.